We would be on the road, and there'd be, in the South, we were in the Easy Rider zone, back in the late 60s, early 70s. It was brutal. We couldn't even get in a hotel because we had long hair. You know
I
what I'm
know that.
saying?
I know that.
And we would go into a restaurant, kind of a greasy spoon, trying to get some food, and there'd be these truckers in their cat hats, their hats, and going, "What's the, you guys, are you guys boys? Are you men or women? Or you look like a bunch of girls. You're a disgrace to manhood."
And this was before, the fast, this is 1967, 66, before the, fast food restaurants. You'd have to stop at a truck stop. And so late at night, we were in a truck stop, and there were truckers, sitting at the counter, and there was this one big burly guy with his wife, and she was as big and strong as he was. And he kept looking at us, and pretty soon the remarks started happening. You guys go, the girls, what, you look like a bunch of girls, right? And Marty Greb was our original keyboard player, and he wouldn't take anything from anybody. He would mouth off to him. But this guy gets up from his stool, heads over to, to Marty. He was ready to just grab him, and his wife tackles him and holding him down
Holding
on
him
the
back.
floor, holding him back, his wife. I
Oh,
mean, she was a big burly, and we just rushed out the door.
My God.
We were gone, in 2 seconds, and we were out of there. But I mean, stuff like that happened all the time.
Did that
I
happen to you too?
Absolutely. After I had a truck stop, it was a one guy. Now, remember I'd mentioned Bruce was
God,
a temporary bass player, and he was military. This guy came up, and Bruce gave him a doot, and he was down, and we were out of there in a hurry.
So he said something to offend Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.